Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Well, looks like I'm back. This is a whole new ball game, or, you know, we're pitching out the old ball game. I don't know. It's now 42nd. What is it? Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. That's what Todd calls this thing. So, actually, how long have I been gone? I don't even remember.
Too long. That's what I said.
We don't have a time. Oh. Well, reason for that was, in case anybody is still wondering what the fuck was going on with that thing, and yeah, I say fuck on here, and if anybody's got a problem with foul language, profanity, or anything I do, turn the fucking dial now and just wise up, because that's the way it is. But I was completely fucking burnt out a couple months ago and really tired of dealing with internet douchebags, which decided to team up and basically, you have to understand the Facebook mentality. If enough people turn you in for saying, oh, the sky is pretty, it's blue, they will fucking deactivate your profile because it's automation. Now I hear they're coming up with an automated system to remove anything offensive, like tits and cleavage and butt cracks and all that other stuff. But going back to what was the catalyst for this whole thing, a certain group of people, and one individual in particular, who I'm not even going to fucking mention his name, because he's a fucking piece of shit, a blight on the business, a fucking wannabe who thinks who he is, and formed a little army to attack everybody on the internet, and has no problem about, you know, bothering women, abusing women, and doing all kinds of other stuff. So him and his little army of assholes decided to turn me in for anything I said, and that was it. So I got back on Facebook. I made my page private, which I hadn't done before. And I decided that this became a very adversarial type of fucking situation that I didn't want to deal with anymore. So I decided not to do it anymore. So basically, in the time that I have blown this off, I've accomplished a lot of shit. Got a roof put on my house, got windows put in a garden, planted 2 fruit trees, and finished my book. Finished the book I've been working on for 7 years. You hear my dog agreeing in the background because she helped. And finished the book, put out the magazine, working on the second issue. Have a script sitting in a certain party's hand that I wrote 5 years ago that may or may not come to fruition, but if it does, he has the certain sleazebag attitude, and right about now, the track record, because he already did something that was the only reason I even gave him the script, because he actually gets the whole grindhouse mentality thing and how certain things are supposed to look and play out. So that's, you know, what I've been doing there. And as far as the book goes, I was on Movies Hate You a couple nights ago. And a couple things came up about the book. One thing is, I'm not talking too much about Chiller Theater in the book. And somebody goes, well, that's what people want to read. Well, if I had to write a book based on what fucking people wanted to read, I'd still be writing it. So pretty much this is going to fly the way it's flown already. It's already in the hands of an editor. It's basically, the working title is A Whole Bag of Crazy, The Strange and Terrible Saga of 42nd Street Pete. Now, it covers a lot of my life from, you know, early on, you know, then winding up with the love of the movies and, you know, being dropped off at grindhouses for kiddie matinees, and then, you know, the whole segue of winding up over in New York and seeing movies there, and yada, 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 and a lot of experiences then. Honestly, I felt I couldn't cover everything I've done in one book. You know, Liquidators could be one whole book. The convention circuit could be one whole book. The Rockaway Marketplace stories could be one whole book. But that's down the road. Like I said, I can't satisfy any everybody, and neither can anybody else out there. So it's going to be the way I want it. If it flies, it flies. If it really flies, I do another book. It's that simple. But people said, well, what made you decide to come back? I said, you know, I put it on Facebook. I basically, and here's the post, need some input on this. I was asked to go back on internet radio. My question is, do you guys really want me back? And a lot of people said, well, why don't you just do what makes you happy? What would make me happy is have a shitload of money and not have to deal with any fucking bullshit anymore. But my whole life, happiness has been like the elusive butterfly. I've never been able to catch it. So instead of worrying about making myself happy, which is probably never going to happen, I'm going to make the people who count happy, the people that wanted me back on. And those people, I got the list in front of me. I'm going to read off your names. They don't have your addresses, but Derek Carey, Bill Adcock, David Young, our good buddy Gary Kent, Michael Exler, Ken Brunette, Janet Rogers, Doug Waltz, Dale Rontree, Joe Skinnell, Primetime Amy Lee, Riley Morgan, Angelique Bone, Nick Dawson, our good buddy Son of Froggy, the ever-vigilant Cool Ghoul, Steve Shihiro, Tim Morrell out in Korea, one of my oldest and dearest friends from the old Rockaway days, Tom Darabaris, Rick Bubb, Junius Stone, Robin Bougie, Superfan Rob, Mike Gonzo Specht, and A. Ghastly Ghoul, Brandis Bishop, and, you know, there's other people. But, excuse me?
You forgot Heather, or Melissa, sorry.
That was Dave Young. She's in there. Melissa.
I know, I just have
Melissa.
To say it.
I know, that fucking Heather thing, I still don't remember. But, you know, you guys wanted me back on, and Patricia Fien is another one. I forgot her. She's an old friend of mine from down in, you know, the New York days around Bergen County and stuff, but... You guys wanted me on. You say I give, you know, I say the things that everybody else won't say. So, back on. And it will be, you know, till I decide to go back off or jack off or whatever. But this is the way it's going to be for a while. It won't be the same format as the old show. But, you know, the old show started out one way and just became an extension of my personality. But like Primetime Amy Lee says, we had some great segments on that show. So there's not to be saying we're not going to have great segments on this show. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So, yeah, I'm back. It's good to be back. I know people wanted me back. I really don't hold with the adversarial nature of this business, nor will I put up with it, because a lot of people like to talk shit as long as they're safe and secure behind the internet screen. And a lot of people think that, being that I'm age 60, I might be past it a bit. Well, you know something? Some of you people like to get real up close and personal on the internet, but I swear to God, if I ever look you fuckers in the eyes, you will not even have the balls to make eye contact, because that's the type of people you are. And I could give a fuck what you people do. You are as relevant to me as the load of dog shit that I just scraped off my boot as I came in the fucking front door. So that's all my detractors mean to me. Absolutely, positively, fucking nothing. Because most of the fucking people that are my detractors have accomplished absolutely nothing in their fucking lives at all. I'm not going to sit down here and run down a laundry list of shit that I've done, because I don't need to. Anybody who's followed me, anybody who's read me, knows that, you know, I cater to a certain fucking crowd, and that's the crowd I'm playing to. Now, another thing that came up was the other night, and I've already thrown this on Facebook. It's been 10 years since I got involved in that debacle, Unconventional. And the backstory on that is, despite what a lot of people say, I was approached 10 years ago by a friend of mine who ran into these two guys who had a script. They gave me the script. I said, you know, it's pretty good. What do you want to do with it? Oh, we want to make a movie. Well, I said, well, why don't you come down to the Chiller Theater convention? You know, you'll rub shoulders with like-minded people and maybe you'll get ideas. Well, they came to the Chiller convention. They liked it and they did come up with an idea. They wanted to make a documentary out of it. And the idea for the documentary was to have a separate camera crew follow five people around and document the three-day weekend through their eyes. And the five people was micro-budgeted filmmaker Bob Gonzo, horror icon Leatherface Gunnar Hansen, super fans Dave and Kathy Wilbur, Scream Queen Tiffany Shepis, and me as the narrator. Well, all right, I took this to Chiller Theater, got them some money up front for the filming, and, you know, we did this whole thing. Now, then, after this thing was done, cut, whatever. We had a little screening of it down in a bar. And that's where my detractors came out. People who claim to have been my friends for so many years. And all of a sudden, Pete's playing star. Pete's got an ego. Pete's this. Pete's that. No, Pete wasn't playing star. Pete got paid to do a fucking job and did the job to the best of his ability. Granted, there was a lot of me in the film, but there was also a lot of Tiffany Shepis in the film. There was a lot of stuff in the film. Well, the film actually ran in the theaters over in New York, and I have the one sheet. Well, it's a mock-up of a one sheet because they didn't really blow up a one sheet, but it was at a special engagement October 15th through 21st at the Crown Theater, 127 12th Avenue between 6th and 7th Streets in New York, New York, in Manhattan, in the Big Apple. The film ran an entire week. The film outdrew South Park's Team America, which is playing in the Twin right next to it. The problem was that week was the same week as the playoffs. So it came and went, but hey, how many indie filmmakers or anybody in an indie film have actually had their film run for a fucking week in New York besides Blitzkrieg Escape from Stalag 69? Not too many that I can think of. But anyway, after that happened, shit started. There was one person in particular, I won't even say his name because he ain't even involved with the convention, a guy named Louis then, who really felt that I was, had an ego, had this, had that. Well, bottom line was, I quit the convention. I had had it with the bullshit. I had wanted to quit, you know, a couple years before this even happened, but no, I was told how valuable I was, this and that and the other thing. Well, anyway, shit happened is, you know, the famous slap or punch or bitch slap or whatever the hell you want to call it. I got punched out by former Chiller staff members at a Fango show, got my nose broken. And I guess what they thought, that would scare me out of the business. What they didn't really know was I was down there saying goodbyes because I was leaving. Now I get my fucking face busted by a bunch of assholes at the bequest of somebody who didn't have the fucking balls to come forward and to this day still doesn't have the fucking balls to contact me and make this right, which I don't care because I see where I am and I see where they are, and I really wouldn't want to be where they are because I'm not fucking corporate America. I'm not fucking bubblegum. I'm not mainstream. I am a hardcore gutter fighter motherfucker. That's what I am. I don't put up with any fucking shit in my life. So yeah, you got your licks in. You got the fucking movie pulled in because these fucking guys who shot it were a bunch of fucking cunts who just wanted to party. And you had the movie pulled in and you had supposedly a lot of me edited out. It was down to a 90-minute fucking deal. I could care less, didn't see it, and being that I was all over that movie, it must be about 5 minutes now, being that most of me was edited out. But there was 3,000 units pressed of the original release, the one that showed in the theaters, and they were all numbered. Now, I don't know what happened to a lot of them, but I wound up having a couple dozen laying around that I put on Facebook and put up for sale at $20 a pop. Which, you know, if somebody wanted, I would sign. Yeah, the response was pretty good. Response still can be good because I still got a few left. And if you're interested, my email is 40deuce, 40 spelled out, deuce spelled out, at hotmail.com. $20 a piece shipped. They're a true collectible because, like I said, there was only 3,000 of them replicated. That was it, and they were numbered. Whatever happened to the rest of them was beyond me. Who knows? Maybe, you know, 10 years down the road, it'll be worth a shitload of money on eBay, but if you want to see this thing uncut, the way it was meant to be seen, you can get it from me. Now, I didn't say that just to fucking get a couple sales. If I do, I do. But now, here's the thing. I didn't know shit about making movies back then, and neither did anybody else. Neither did the investors of this film. This film cost over $100,000 to make. And if you look at this film, you'll look at a $5,000, $10,000 at the most film. That's what's up there. What happened was these guys worked everybody, partied, wanted to be stars, wanted to be rock stars, and when it came time to deliver the goods, they didn't. They didn't even have the movie on their table. They wanted to sit in the celebrity tent between Tiffany Shepis and Gunnar Hansen and party. And when it came time to market the damn thing, they didn't. Now the official version's being sold by just about everybody, and nobody's seen a nickel to this day. And wherever those guys are, I have no clue. I don't care to know. I don't want to know because they fucked me. They fucked a bunch of other people. I don't know if they have careers in this business or not. I really don't fucking care. All I can say is, and I reflect on an email that I got today from somebody I haven't seen in 10 years to call me up as me and Todd just had this conversation about a problem that some fucking show host said on Jackalope. Like I said, haven't heard from you motherfuckers in 10 years, yet when there's a problem, you're going to email me to straighten it out. I could give a fuck. I could give a fuck about anybody from 10 years ago that hasn't contacted me at the bequest of what fucking happened. Because I don't care. And I know a lot of words were put out back then. Don't work with them. Don't use them. Don't let them write for you. Well, did it work, boys? Did it work? How many DVDs later? How many articles have I written later? A book? A magazine? Did it fucking work? No, because you can't keep me down because you just don't know how to fucking do it. If you had left well enough alone 10 years ago, I wouldn't even be on this fucking thing now. I don't even know what I'd be doing. But you had to take it to that fucking level, and guess what? What could have been nice and peaceful turned stupid and made you look even stupider in the process. So that's your fucking legacy. 10 years ago, all this shit happened, and I don't really care. I'm in a better fucking place. And people go, would you go back? Go back to what? It's a fucking autograph show. That's all it is. Whatever the heart and soul of that show was years ago, that got ripped out a long time ago. It's become a corporate money-making entity, and, you know, the cool kids get the party in the suite, and the other kids get the party down in the lobby. That's the way it works. Who gives a shit? That's my attitude toward that whole thing. I no longer care. I don't no longer even give a shit. And the bottom line is if any of these people walk by me and do anything like that, they wouldn't even make eye contact. Because that's the way they are. And, you know, like I said, I don't care. There's a lot about this business I don't care about. I just try to keep the guys that matter, the things that matter going, the films that matter going. I could give a shit. Why do you think I had guys like Ted B. Michaels, Gary Kent, and all those guys on the old Grindhouse? Because those are the guys that matter. Those are the guys that made all this shit possible. Those are the guys that paved the fucking way for what all you people have today. And hate to say it, a lot of you horror fans are assholes. You know, you embrace certain things, you embrace certain conventions, and you never step outside of that box. And that very much limits your world. Because to me, the Grindhouse is all-encompassing. It covers so many genres of film, it ain't funny. Horror, sci-fi, exploitation, spaghetti westerns, bikers, kung fu, all this stuff. It's all-encompassing. And a lot of it I wrote about in the book. And a lot of it I speak about still. But be that as it may, you're not going to back my ass in a fucking corner. It's that simple. There's a lot of bad shit going on in this world. And, you know, this will be Friday. Yesterday we celebrated our independence. Independence from what? In the last 10 years, we have lost more of our rights and had more of our rights taken away from us through fucking fear and criminals. And by criminals, I mean these corporate fucking cocksuckers that were in charge for the last, you know, years. The George W. Bushes, the Dick Cheneys, the Halliburton people, all these people. They have basically allowed these corporations to ass rape this fucking country. We have a media controlled, we have a state controlled media. A lot of our things that we took for granted are no longer there. Look at this stupid motherfucker who made a fucking comment about, I think it was the Boston bombings or something. Now he's behind bars. Some stupid kid who couldn't keep his mouth shut. You know, back in the day when we had protests against the Vietnam War and shit like that, the cops used to crack our fucking skulls and we couldn't do nothing about it. And it's gotten worse now because we're heading in a wrong fucking direction. We are declaring war on our own citizens for whatever reason. These stupid, useless TSA assholes, these searches, all this other shit. Little by little, we're losing it all and nobody stands up and fights anymore. And I'll fight till the day I'm dead because people, I'm 60 years old. I don't give a fuck. The only thing I got looking in front of me is a fucking hole in the ground or a fucking urn on somebody's mantelpiece. Or an urn that'll wind up on eBay, knowing you guys. But be that as it may, I'll speak out as much as I can. I fucking hate these people. What you have is a bunch of entitled rich cocksuckers who didn't earn their fucking money. They inherited pieces of shit like J.W. Bush, Rick Perry, all these assholes, you know, all these fucking people that used all this money to run for office where they could have been doing something good with it, feeding fucking hungry people, building shelters for homeless people and shit like that. Yet you spit on them because your money isn't enough for you. You need the fucking power. And look at this piece of shit down in Texas, Rick Perry. Here's a woman who basically, she made a mistake. She had a kid. She had a teenage pregnancy, but she didn't abort the kid. She kept it. She worked her way through everything. She worked her way through law school. And you got a piece of shit like Rick Perry saying, oh, she stole the democratic process by putting up a filibuster? Fuck you, you closeted, self-loathing homosexual. That's all you are. And then now all of a sudden, and then you had to bring out the fact, oh, yeah, well, she didn't learn by her past mistakes. She didn't learn what? She's better than you are. She did it by herself. Your mommy and your daddy gave you all your fucking money. Now you're governor of the fucking state of Texas. And you're a fucking closeted, self-loathing homosexual. That's all you are. Most of you fucking people down there are. You gay, you must be fucking shitting your pants now that gay marriage is legal. And the reason you're shitting your pants is because you can't marry your cowboy girlfriend. That's why. You know, a lot of people are torn up by this shit because they are what they are. There's a lot of self-loathing, closeted gay men who take it out that they hate women because of it. They hate this, they hate that. You know something? Get a grip on yourself. Be what you're supposed to be. Don't let society dictate what you're supposed to be. Be what you feel you can be and then deal with the consequences. Because it took a brave 80-something-year-old woman to stand before the Supreme Court and get what she deserved. And my hat's off to her. More of us should be like that. Fucking standing up for our rights and fighting to get what's coming to us instead of letting this fucking corporate cunts steamroll over us. And that's what they've been doing for the last 10 years. And Bush was a bad president. What did Obama do? Not too much either, except kill a bunch of fucking terrorists. Terrorists, I might add, that the Bush administration seemed to be loath to go after for some reason. But yeah, he's got a great track record of knocking off our enemies. Trouble is, we got to contain our enemies. And that's another situation. Boys and girls, there's nothing right in this world right about now. Everything's fucked up. We're in a fucking really bad situation, and I hate to say it, a lot of the so-called biblical prophecies are coming to fruition. Look at these fucking fires, the climate changes, the droughts, the famine and shit like that. We're in a real bad fucking spot, and a lot of us don't seem to fucking realize it. And if we don't pull together, we're fucking done. They are going to steamroller all over us. They're trying to control the fucking water. What do you think all this fracking is doing? It's polluting the fucking groundwater. Just for your information, the Bush family bought a huge chunk of property down in Uruguay over one of the largest natural aquifers there. So that means they control the water. That other guy, what's his name? You know his name, Tom Pickens or something? That oil guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He's in for those wind power things.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, what the hell's his real name?
God, I don't know.
Oh, he's another rich bastard. But if you look where he's buying the property to put over all these windmills and shit, that's over aquifers too. So in essence, he's controlling the water. That's how they're gonna fucking get us, controlling the water, like Monsanto's trying to control the food. And making vegetables that they're a one seed trick. Their seeds aren't fertile when they're done. That's how they're going to get to us. And we're fucking letting it happen. So, boys and girls, we got to pull our fucking panties up and start fucking fighting back one way or another. Buy organic produce. Buy off your local farmers. Let these fucking corporate farms rot on the fucking shelves. You don't see that many fucking problems with you know real legitimate farmers. Look at all that salmonella outbreak from the fucking Walmart cantaloupes last year. That's what you see when you got Monsanto and these other motherfuckers involved. You have problems. But you know, we got to get our shit together, or else we ain't gonna have shit to get together. And I'm sure the black helicopter's circling my house right now. But you know something? Fuck you. You take me out. You did me a favor because I never have to deal with this bullshit again. I mean, is that fucking hardcore? Unfortunately, it's my feelings. I'm sick of dealing with this shit. I'm sick of people who fucking put their head between their fucking legs and cry like little fucking babies. Stand up and fight and die if you have to, like a fucking man. That's all. Because these are going to be tougher fucking times. And that's my fucking rant. But on a softer note, I'd like to wish my good friends Ed and Shauna a happy 5th anniversary. They've had it together for 5 whole years, which is longer than I've ever held a real job. And being that most of my relationship might last 30 minutes if I hold back. Congratulations. They're good people. And Ed's been a guest on my show, too. So, it's all good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're through the first show.
Excuse me?
We're almost through the first show. It's unbelievable.
How much time we got left?
Like 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, looks like we're running out of time. That short 30-minute show. Who knows? I might expand it to an hour, depending on my time frame. But in closing, I'm back. You people wanted me back. Now deal with it. And I'm sure I'll have some of the old favorites back on, like Primetime Amy, Gary, and a few others. And again, if you want that unedited copy of Unconventional, my email is 40 spelled out, deuce spelled out, at hotmail.com. And I'll tell you where to send the check or the PayPal money. So, until another explosive Friday night, I don't know if I should state, you know, something, what the fuck. My logo has always been stay sick and we'll see you next week, so you guys should stay sick and we'll see you next week. And if you want to email me about any topics you want me to discuss, feel free, 40deuce, spelled out, at hotmail.com. Until next week, stay sick and stay safe. Bye now.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.